Welcome to the Real Facts on Real Estate podcast, presented by Sean Patrick Maloney. In this series, we educate real estate agents on how to find success in the industry and grow their wealth to six-figure commissions and beyond. Now here's your host, Sean Maloney.
Welcome to episode 113. What day is it? I'm your host, Sean Patrick Maloney. Thanks for joining me this week. As a real estate professional out there, you might be feeling super stressed out lately. In this crazy seller's market, it's very difficult to land the house of your client's dream for us buyer's agents out there, which means we're going to more houses than ever, writing more offers than ever, and getting more denials than ever. Yes, we're finding success out there. Yes, we're doing amazing, but it's taken a lot of work, which is leading to a lot of confusion, especially when it comes to what day is it? Whether it's Monday through Sunday or Friday or Tuesday or Wednesday, I sometimes have no idea. I can tell you personally, I am recording this podcast Easter morning at 9:15 in my office because I'm so busy lately that I'm writing offers last night until 9:45 p.m. Super appreciative, love it, but I want to talk about what we can do to help prevent ourselves from going out and burning out. Because in these crazy sellers markets with showings only allowed on the weekend, it's easy to forget what day it even is. This is so true. I mean, we're out there, we're just going and going and showing and showing and writing offers. And the next thing you know, it's the end of the day, you're waking up and then you're waiting for the deadline. And Monday and Tuesday, you're anxious for your offers that were on Saturday and Sunday. So when we usually would have taken a break, we just don't have that time. What I always suggest to people is when you're working in real estate, our days off sometimes happen during the weekdays. That's fine. Just make sure to give yourself that break. It's common you'd see me on a beach on a Monday, Tuesday, sometimes even a Wednesday or Thursday. And then on a Saturday or Sunday, it's common you see me at showings. I have to work around my client schedule. As an industry professional, yes, I can try to push people to showings when I can do showings. But the problem is lately with COVID-19, the seller's market, and agents not being very fair about producing showings, we're all forced to the same showing block, which is the weekend. So we spend our entire weekdays setting up our entire weekend to only do the same rhythm, rinse, repeat at the end of the week. Just make sure, like I said, to take some time. I know you might lose some business over it or whatever, but I can guarantee you'll actually do better. You know, you might think losing some business is a bad thing, but those people that are highly demanding that need to go now that you've never met before, those people that need to go see houses that aren't the ones, it means sometimes you actually have to spend a little more time on the educational side of things. Sometimes we blame the client for too much. We say, oh, they're so picky, or they so want to see everything, or they this, or they that. Well, typically in the real estate transaction, the person hasn't done this transaction for years. If not, it's the first time ever, but they don't have a lot of experience. So we're actually the guide. At Movementum Realty, I tell my agents we're Move Mentors, right? We guide the people through the process. We're not salespeople as much as Move Mentors. So when we work with people, it's important that we guide them to the understanding of jumping at every single house that comes on, whether or not it works for our equation, is just simply killing our own weekends and wasting our time. Desperation comes in, but if you had explained it early that we have our must-haves, we have our wants, we have our needs, and when people call, be okay with saying, you know, bring my business card, go buy the open house, let me know. If you like it, I'll definitely swing by, I'll look at the numbers, I'll check it out. And that's perfectly fine, because right now, the other thing we don't want to do is deny our client the right to get in something. So sometimes we're double booked and stuff. If we had properly educated them on the idea that not every time will we be able to be there, which is the truth of any industry. No industry can you just call somebody, hey, I want to see something tomorrow. It doesn't matter what business you're in. Say you're a tree company. You typically have 3 to 5 weeks. You're a dentist's office. You book every 6 months. All these different practices, but then in real estate, we forget. And it's because it becomes so busy in the marketplace that we forget to hold it down. It's just important that we educate them. It's okay. I'm going to do the full job. I'm going to do the CMA. I'm going to look into the house. I'm going to reach out. I'm going to check the registry of deeds. I'm going to check all the things that need to be checked for you. I just can't always be at a snap of the finger where you need me to be. Because if I could, then I wouldn't have any other clients, and I'm not trying to take my time away from them. I'm just trying to simply explain to them that this is how it works, and sometimes you're going to have to be out there on your own. Because remember, in a marketplace where you can't even remember what day it is, how do you know you're going to be able to make it all? I had stressful times past couple weeks, finally got some offers accepted on certain buyers, but I had two that were very active. They had very important needs. They both needed housing. And I'm sitting there trying to go, oh my God, I hope they don't book the same time. And they're booking so close to each other that honestly, last week I did three showings. And during it, I went first person, second person, first person, third person, second person, first person, throughout the day, appointment-wise. I'll tell you, when you're going in and out of different price brackets, in and out of different people, back and forth, different houses, sometimes even showing the same house twice to two different clients, it can become super confusing. So you got to make sure that you're taking yourself and you're paying attention to it. And again, you're giving yourself those breaks you need, but also properly educating them so that they aren't so demanding on your time. With COVID-19 making less people get together for holidays or plan getaways, it leaves us the agents to entertain them. People have more time than ever to go out and hunt and find the right one. It doesn't mean that we suddenly just have this influx of time as well. These people are unemployed sometimes. They're looking at Zillow 24/7. They're clicking on buttons 24/7. They're asking you 7 million questions. It's okay as an agent during the current time to explain. When you ask me about so many houses in a row, it's impossible for me to do the due diligence I'm going to do on every single one that I have them all memorized. I need to be looking at my MLS. I need to have my information in front of me. Be perfectly fine with that. Typically in the market, guys, you want to know about everything, right? You want to know every single sale. You want to know all that's going on. But the marketplace doesn't react like it has right now. I have buyers that are looking in 5, 6, 7 different towns, sometimes in different price points, sometimes in different quality. What I mean by quality, different things like single family versus condo. Oh, maybe we'll get a multifamily. Desperation leaves people doing the circle hunt where they're just continuing to send you listings and things. That's where we need to, again, go back to being the educator and say, you know, with your dog, do you really feel like these condo associations are going to work? If so, we better check the rules and regulations before we bother going out and looking at some places, considering your dog is 45 pounds and the cutoff a lot of times is 35. It's okay to turn down showings in that fashion. We want to save time. We want to be the educator. Maybe the condo fee, maybe you see things. We want to bring those up early because sometimes the client doesn't know. And again, I said you're the educator. So when you're saying, geez, this is really weird. Why are they doing this? Maybe they don't know it's as weird as you know it is. And when you tell them it's weird and it doesn't work out right, it can really help them out. I think overall, one thing to remember is keeping in touch with your clients is important, but also keeping them in line that they are your clients, they're not your friends, they're not your associates, they are your clients, and that you need to keep that relationship. I think oftentimes agents cross the line with texting back too late, working too late, and doing things. I can admit I'm one of them that works a lot of hours, but I don't get stressed out by work. I actually love it. If you're stressed out by your work, you need to take back control of it. You need to pay attention to setting parameters, letting people know how it's going to go, and getting them the attention they need and deserve without pulling back, but also not overdoing it. Guys, I hope this helps you figure out what day it is. I'm certainly trying to figure out what day it is. I'm about to jump on a plane at 2:30, heading out to Alabama to do ninja selling installation. Super excited about that. Always be training, always be growing. And don't worry about what day it is. It'll figure itself out. But one thing I know is every day is a great day, and I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be a broker. I'm happy to be growing. If you're looking for a growing team that's always excited and energetic about real estate, reach out to me over here at Movementum Realty. I'd love to talk to you about becoming one of our Move mentors and agents. Thanks again for listening. If you haven't subscribed yet, make sure to subscribe. Tell your friends and family about it. Check out the Facebook group, the website, the blog, or the weekly newsletter. All have great information in it, all about buying, selling, and owning real estate for people working as a real estate professional. Thank you so much and have a great afternoon.